Matt Greenwood for Regional Radio Sports. Speaking to Kevin Lucas, he's the head coach for the Hillsboro Hawks baseball team and softball team as well. And, well, quite a week last week for Coach Lucas, finding out Tuesday on our Dream Team Selection Show that he was voted as the softball coach of the year. And then the following day, during day three of the Major League Baseball draft, one of his very own got picked in the 32nd round by the Texas Rangers. You'll know him as Michael Brewer. Tall right-hander, has got some pop with the bat, has got a strong right arm as well, and the Texas Rangers liked what they saw and decided to draft him. And Michael Brewer's kind of, you know, got some decisions to make here, you know, go to Southern Miss on a full-ride scholarship to continue his baseball career in college, or to sign with the Rangers, whatever their offer may be. But obviously that's something to discuss with Michael Brewer. And Coach Lucas, as I mentioned last week, last Tuesday, you found out you were the softball coach of the year. And then the very next day, you find out one of your very own in baseball gets drafted by a Major League Ball Club. How cool is this?
Oh, it's been an amazing week. I mean, you know, for me, it shows what kind of athletes I'm lucky enough to coach. I mean, you know, for softball, we had a great run, and I was able to, be voted the coach of the year for the Dream Team. And then the next day with Michael Brewer getting drafted, I mean, it just shows the amazing talent that, you know, I get to go out and coach. And so, I mean, it says a lot for Hillsboro. I mean, that's something that, it's awesome for Michael. It's awesome for his family. But it's also, you know, pretty cool deal for the whole Hillsboro community, the whole Hillsboro School District. You know, I mean, on Twitter, everybody, you know, I put out something, congratulations, and then, you know, it's just been Twitter's been blowing up with, you know, hey, congratulations, Michael. I mean, it's, you know, so for me, yeah, it's been a pretty amazing week. I mean, it's, you know, not something that neither one of those things happen very often to people, and, you know, I've been lucky enough to be able to be part of both of them. And so, it's exciting. I mean, it's been a week that I'll definitely remember, that's for sure.
I mean, you almost, and I'm guilty of this as well, you're almost at a loss for words to really describe the emotions as someone that, you know, has a hand in how a high school baseball player develops. And obviously you've had a hand in that. Other people have as well, because, you know, Michael Brewer doesn't just play for the Hillsboro Hawks. You know, he pitches for the Festus Post 253 Legion team. So he's got the Zach Bone influence. I'm sure he's got other pitching coaches, his father as well. You know, a lot of influences on his life. And so for you to be a part of that, can you put that into words, just being a part of Michael Brewer's life?
Oh, I mean, it means a ton. I mean, I'm lucky enough to be a part of it. Michael's got, you know, some amazing talent, you know, and so that's what a lot of it comes down to, is that he's just blessed with talent. And, I think he really progressed within the last couple of years. And I think last year I felt like he really progressed throughout the summer playing for the Legion team. You know, they were really able to kind of sit down with him more and work on his pitching and hitting and stuff. You know, high school, we only have so much time, and we can go out and practice, but then we have to let the kids kind of get home, get ready for school the next day. Whereas, you know, Legion, you got a lot more time because it's during the summer, so you can get a lot more one-on-one, you know, work and stuff. And so, with the Legion team, you know, with everything, I mean, his dad, you know, was a great baseball player and stuff. And then they've just got a lot of friends and family and stuff that, you know, that are really big into sports, especially baseball, that, you know, he's just around it a lot. And so, it means a ton just to be able to be a part of it. I mean, the whole process this year going through, you know, the scouts, you know, getting a hold of me, you know, multiple scouts getting a hold of us throughout the week and stuff, wanting to know when he was going to be throwing, what, you know, and going through that whole process, for me, it was a little stressful at times because, you know, we'd have rainouts, and before I could even announce that we were rained out, you know, scouts were wanting to know, well, when's he going to throw? So, you know, I'm trying to figure out when we're going to make up games, but then I'm also trying to figure out when Michael's going to throw again. And so, but, you know, it might have been stressful, but it was also a fun experience to go through that, you know, may not ever happen again. Hopefully it does, but for somebody like me, it may never happen again. And so, you know, I was just kind of honored, I guess, to really be a part of it and something that I'll always kind of look back and remember.
Coach, I mean, you know, you sort of sit back and you're happy for Michael Brewer. You're probably ecstatic. You probably get goosebumps just even thinking about the fact that a kid from Hillsboro High School is a Major League Baseball draftee, a kid that's got a full-ride scholarship to play baseball at Southern Miss if he elects to go that route. And we brought up the father situation. You know, he was drafted in the 19th round by the San Francisco Giants back in 1991. And so, you know, you throw that in there into the mix for just who Michael Brewer is as an athlete. And you mentioned it's sort of a week you'll never forget. So with that in mind, what were you up to when you found out? Were you watching the MLB draft, or were you just going on about your business? Who alerted you to the pick? Sort of tell us that experience.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I had been watching the draft. You know, I was a little antsy to see, you know, what round he would go in. You know, kind of people had kind of mentioned that he would get drafted, you know, and, you know, wasn't sure what round and stuff. You know, and so I guess it was the second day of the draft, I had texted Michael and asked if he'd heard anything, and he said no. He said he thought that it would probably be the third day. It was probably when, you know, people had kind of mentioned that he would probably go. And so then on the third day, then I had done some stuff, and then once the draft started, I kind of sat down and I kept kind of trying to keep track. I did some running around, but I'd always come back onto Twitter and try to scroll through and keep track of the, you know, the drafts and the rounds and stuff. And was texting back and forth with, you know, our assistant coaches, Coach Gruey and Coach Gillespie and stuff. And, you know, and then all of a sudden Coach Gruey had texted and he goes, well, he just went in the 32nd round. And so, you know, then, you know, we were all pretty excited for him. And, you know, we were just kind of texting back and forth. And so then, you know, and I text Michael then and told him congratulations. But, yeah, I'll be honest with you, I was kind of that kind of goofy coach that was, you know, wanting to kind of see. And so I was keeping track. I know Michael, I kind of think he was kind of out doing his own thing, which is good. I mean, that's what he needed to do, you know. But for me, I didn't have much else going on. And so I was trying to keep track. I wanted to see, you know, I was like a little kid in a candy store. I wanted to see when he was going to, what round he was going to go in, if he was going to go. And so, but yeah, I mean, that's what I was doing that day, was just trying to keep track of that and see what would happen.
Well, there you go. That's awesome, Coach. Appreciate you sharing that experience. If you feel like continuing to share, what did Michael say to you or you say to him, you know, once you guys were able to sort of touch base after he got picked by the Rangers?
Really, it just kind of, I asked him, you know, what he was thinking or what, you know, what the plans were. And he just said that they had, they said they would get a hold of him in a couple of weeks, you know, and then kind of see, I guess, more or less see what kind of offer they had for him. So, but you know, that was really about it. I mean, Michael's a pretty quiet guy. And so you don't, sometimes you don't get a whole lot out of him. And so, especially something like that, you know, he doesn't really like to, you know, brag about himself or anything like that. And so, you know, I'm sure that he'll just kind of go about his own business, you know, until then. And, you know, when Rangers come calling, he'll listen and, you know, see what happens. For him, though, I mean, it's, I'm sure, a big decision, but I think it's a win-win because, yeah, he can either, you know, go enjoy the college experience, which, you know, which is the time of your life, I feel like, or he can go, you know, start his minor league career. And so either way, I think that he'll do great. And so I think it's a win-win for him either way.
All right, very well. Coach, one last thing while I have you. You know, last week it wasn't just you getting softball coach of the year. It wasn't just Michael Brewer getting drafted by the Texas Rangers. A little small part in all of these celebrations was Michael Brewer's selection on the Dream Team and then Christian Hancock's selection on the Dream Team as well. I mean, I can't think of a better week for you as a coach.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, those two were a huge part of us, you know, winning a Class 5 district championship this year. I mean, you know, they were both, I mean, they were our top two pitchers, I think, put their record together, and they were 10-2. You know, and our record as a team was 14-7. And so, you know, that was just a huge part of our success. I mean, you know, Michael not only did great, you know, performing-wise, but he was also such a team leader, as was Christian. And so, I mean, for me to have those two, you know, both on the dream team was a great honor. And then, I mean, I feel even luckier because then I had two softball girls, you know, on the dream team also. And so you look right there, I mean, there's four of our Hillsboro athletes, just four of them that I got to coach that were on the dream team. And so, again, I mean, it just says a lot about the athletes that we have at Hillsboro. And, you know, and it's just, it's great to see those kids get recognized for the hard work that they put in.
Yep, certainly is. Awesome deal, Coach. Thanks for sharing that experience with us. You know, the whole Michael Brewer getting drafted and kind of your part in the matter. And let's hope things work out in Michael's favor. I know they will. Whether, again, like you said, whether he goes to Southern Miss or signs with the Texas Rangers, bright future ahead for him and Emma Nichols, Kelsey Boyd, and Christian Hancock for sure.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Again, that is Kevin Lucas, head coach of the Hillsboro softball and baseball Hawks, joining us here today on Regional Radio.